跟我们翻到路加福音第二十一章第二十八节
Luke 21 and verse 28
一有这些事你们就当挺身昂首因为你们得赎的日子
But when these things begin to take place straighten up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near
一有这些事到底哪些事呢
But when these things begin to take place what are such things?
我们这个周末用了好几堂的聚会我们来看这些事
So this weekend we used a few sessions to talk about these things
主要是根据上下文提到这些事
And according to the context speaks about these things
然后我们的主继续说下去
And our Lord continued to speak
耶稣又设比喻对他们说你们看无花果树和各样的树它发芽的时候你们一看见自然晓得夏天
Then he told them a parable, Behold the fig tree and all the trees, as soon as they pour forth leaves, you see and know for yourself that summer is now near.
所以我们的主继续就讲这些事。
Our Lord continued to talk about these things.
但是如果一有这些事的话
But if these things were to be so,
我们就当挺身昂首。
We are to lift up our, straighten up and lift up our
heads. 因为知道我们得赎的日子近。
Because our redemption is drawing near.
我们主很快回来要迎接我们。
Our Lord is coming quickly to receive us.
所以我们要明白这些事。
So we have to understand these things.
那么当主说这些事的时候
When the Lord talked about these things,
他告诉我们在他回来以前
He told us that before he comes back,
怎么知道他很快就要回来了
How do we know that he's coming back quickly?
因为主三次在启示录说我必快来我必快来我必快来
Because the Lord said, I am coming quickly, I am coming quickly, I am quickly, three times in the last book, chapter of Revelation.
我一旦动身了我很快就来到
That phrase means that if I've started my journey I am showing up quickly, immediately
到底有没有圣经节告诉我们主大概已经动身了呢
Now is there a verse that tells us that the Lord has already started his journey?
所以他就告诉我们无花果树发芽的故事
So he told us of the story of the fig tree putting forth its leaves
原来在1948年的时候
In 1948
你看以色列这个国家就像无花果树一样
Israel likes the fig tree
多少年它是枯干的
For many years it was withered
这个世界上看不到它
You cannot see it in the world
这个国家已经亡国亡了快两千年
This nation had already been destroyed for more than 2,000 years
你没有想到这个被咒诅的无花果树居然能够发芽
You didn't imagine that this cursed tree would now put forth leaves
结果我们知道
Then we knew
果然以色列复国了
Indeed Israel was restored
那以色列复国告诉我们什么
After the restoration of Israel what does it tell us?
人子已经站在门
It tells us that the Son of Man is at the doors.
那个门是多数的。
That door is plural.
如果我的客人已经到不管大门、二门、还三门、还四门。
So whether my guest has arrived at the first, second, or third door,
有一件事我可以确定。
One thing I can be sure of.
他一定从家里动身。
He must have already started his journey.
明白吗
?You understand that?
所以最少有一节圣经。
There's at least one verse that tells us.
告诉我们说大概我们的主已经动身。
That our Lord has already started his journey.
那如果他动身的话。
If he's already started his journey.
如果1948
In 1948 he started his journey.
那今天已经2016年。
But today is already 2016.
换句话说
In other words,
很快的主就要来到。
So very soon the Lord will return.
因为主自己的话很清楚。
Because the Lord's word is clear.
我必快来。
I must come quickly.
我必快来。
I will come quickly.
我必快来。
I will come quickly.
你会不会像约翰一样祷告说
Will you have a prayer like John?
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Lord Jesus, come quickly.
我们能不能从2016年开始
Can we starting from 2016?
我们常常有一个祷告。
We can often have a prayer.
主啊，你的话不是说你就要快来。
Lord, didn't your word say that you're coming quickly?
我们知道从1948年你已经动身，大概已经动身了。
We know that in 1948 you already started the journey.
我们知道说现在很快就要来到。
So we know it's coming quickly.
眼看着67年已经过去。
We see 67 years have passed.
这是第68年。
This is the 68th year.
前面不知道有多少年。
So don't know how many years are ahead.
如果1948年主是在第一道门的话。
If 1948 the Lord is already at the first door,
现在应该在第二道门了
should be in the second door,
或者第三道门了
or the third door,
没有多久
and soon,
他就到了客厅
he will come to the living room.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
有一件事我们要知道
there's one thing we need to know,
我们的主的确说了一段很重要的。
Our Lord Jesus spoke an important prophecy.
那不止这样。
Not only that.
虽然1948年以色列复国。
Even though in 1948 Israel was restored.
是不是以色列就满足了神的心？
Is it that Israel now has satisfied the heart of God?
没有。
No.
你记得当初他们说定他十字架，定他十字架。
Because the Jewish people said, crucify him, crucify him.
所以我们的主把他们带回到以色列。
So the Lord brought them back to Israel.
希望他们能够悔改。
Was hoping that they would repent.
就像我们悔改。
Just like we repent.
我们说是我们的罪把主钉在十字架。
We say that it's our sins that crucified our Lord Jesus.
我们承认我们是罪人。
We confess that we are sinners.
我们接受耶稣基督做救主。
We accept Jesus as our Savior.
结果我们就得着救恩。
And then we have been saved.
外邦人怎么得救呢？
How the Gentiles are saved.
以色列也是这么得救的。
The people of Israel get saved the same way.
所以虽然今天以色列已经复国了。
Even though Israel has been restored.
但只是政治性的复兴。
But it's only a political restoration.
我们的主一直等候一直等候他能够悔改。
The Lord is waiting and waiting until it repents.
所以去年
last year,
我们看有一场战争是以色列和加沙的战争。
So there was a war between Israel and Gaza.
我们在当你读加沙的故事。
When you study the history of Gaza,
就读圣经中非利士人的故事。
It reminds of the story of Philistines.
现在你才明白。
Now you understand.
在旧约里面
in the Old Testament,
为什么非利士人跟以色列常常有问题？
Why do the people of Israel often are in war with the Philistines?
原来神是用非利士人来做寒暑表。
So God uses the Philistines as a
thermometer.
Thermometer.
我们就知道是到底现在以色列属灵的温度有多少。
So then we know the temperature of the spiritual condition of Israel.
如果他们光景好的话
，If their condition is good,
非利士人就跑走了。
So then the Philistines will be cast away.
如果他们属灵光景不好的话
，If their spiritual condition is not good,
就变成乐下的荆棘。
Then they become the thorn on the side.
明白吗
？You understand that?
现在很清楚的。
It's very clear.
去年
，last year，
当那些火箭从加沙走廊一直往耶路撒冷。或者往 Tel Aviv 在那里飞的时候
When the rockets are being sent from Gaza to Israel
我想以色列人能感觉得到乐下的心
So the people of Israel could feel the thorn on their side
因为荆棘就在你肋底下
Because the thorn is right on your ribs
你动一动会痛的
If you move, it will hurt
它离开你不远的
It's not too far away from you
那些火箭根本不长眼睛
Those rockets have no eyes
所以明白吗
So you understand that?
主的话很清楚
The word of God is clear
为什么神兴起非利士人
Why does the Lord raised the Philistines.
神要管教以色列。
God wants to discipline the people of Israel.
本来神是让以色列人住在山上的。
So Israelites used to live on the mountain.
那就是犹太和撒玛利亚。
And that's Judea and Samaria.
那是最好的一块地。
That is the best land.
那是流奶与蜜之地。
That's the land flowing with milk and honey.
那么非利士人住在哪里呢？
Now where do the Philistines live?
他们住在海边。
They live on the seashore.
以色列人住在高山。
And the people of Israel they live on the mountain.
非利士人住在海边。
The Philistines live near the sea.
现在反过来了。
So now different opposites.
你看，所谓 West Bank 就是以巴勒斯坦，将来如果立国的话，他们就要住在山上。
So the Palestinians, if they establish their nation, it will be on the mountain.
以色列人呢？
Where are the people of Israel?
他们住在从 Tel Aviv 一直到 Haifa 海边的地方。
They live from Tel Aviv to Haifa on the beach.
你看，这不是颠倒了吗？
Isn't this opposite?
虽然以色列回家了，
even though the people have gone back,
回到他们的故乡，
they've gone back to their hometown,
回到 Promised Land,
they return to the Promised Land.
但他们没有承受他们的产业。
But they did not receive their inheritance.
因为到现在他们还没有回来。
Because until now they have not repented.
明白吗？
You understand that?
过去大卫。
In the past, David.
是个牧羊的人。
David was a shepherd.
他手里只有五块石头。
He only had five stones in his hand.
而哥利亚是全副武装。
But Goliath, he is completely in armor.
但是虽然大卫很软弱
，Even though David was weak，
他却能够打死哥利亚。
He could defeat Goliath。
明白吗
？You understand that？
现在大家看看
，So now everybody
在电视里面谁是哥利亚
？On the TV， who's Goliath？
以色列是哥利亚
，Israel is Goliath。
你看见他们有的火箭，他们有的飞机，给我们看他是一个像哥利亚一样。
So he's just like Goliath。
但是在电视上
，But on TV，
你看见拿着石头在那丢以色列人的就是巴勒斯坦。
So those who are throwing the stones at the people of Israel are the Palestinians.
所以你知道说我们的主要希望他们悔改。
So the Lord wants them to repent.
他们不肯悔改。
They're not willing to repent.
就像当时一样。
Just like at the time.
你记不记得当时以色列人拜偶像
？Remember the people of Israel? They worship idols.
神就兴起巴比伦帝。
So God raised the Babylonian Empire.
最后七十年回来以后
，After 70 years. The disease of worshipping idols was healed.
所以古时候神兴起巴比伦帝国。
In the ancient times, God raised the Babylonian Empire.
兴起波斯大帝国,
raised the Persian Empire.
希腊大帝国,
the Greek Empire.
罗马大帝国,
the Roman Empire.
一个目的,
there was a purpose.
就是希望他的百姓能够悔改。
He would hope that his people would repent.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
自从1948年,
since 1948,
虽然无花果树发嫩长叶,
even though the fig tree had put forth its leaves,
但是问题在这里,
but the problem is,
他们悔改了吗?
Did they repent?
没有,
no.
所以从去年所发生的故事,
so from last year's story, we know that they did not repent. So there were four blood moons from last year to this year. God used the heavenly vision to remind, the heavenly sign to remind the people of this.
明白吗? 这里面所发生的事太多太多。
There are too many things that happened these 2 years. So remind us of this portion of the scriptures.
不光是以色列复国了,
not only is Israel restored,
他周围那些古国也复兴,
the ancient nations around it is also restored.
当时神怎样用他们来教训以色列人,
how God used them to discipline the people of Israel.
今天在主回来以前,
before the Lord's return,
主一样的,
the Lord is going to corner them to bring them into his presence. So then there is suffering in Israel. So it's under the threat of Iran. And it's a nuclear threat. Even until now, 67 years. He's still talking about survival. So how can it survive?
而且伊朗的最高领袖宗教领袖告诉我们说,
so the Supreme Ayatollah also said,
25年以后不会再有,
in 25 years you will no longer see Israel.
所以现在我们要,
so what we want to do is ask,
当整个的以色列落在那个阴影,
when the whole Israel is under such a shadow,
他本来觉得只要我们有华盛顿做朋友就可以了,
so they thought we have a friend in Washington.
到今年过逾越节的时候,
but during the Passover of last year,
今年过祝棚节的时候,
and then the Feast of Tabernacles last year was the most tragic of their since their restoration. It's the most dull, dark time. They feel that in the United Nations they have no friends. It's okay. As long as we have friends in Washington. But when they celebrate the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles, there was the blood, full blood like moon, moon like blood. They have friends, but as if they didn't have friends. There's a friend as if he was in Washington.
如果在华盛顿的话,
if he's in Washington,
为什么今天伊朗能够继续发展它的核子武力?
Why can Iran continue to develop its nuclear weapons?
所以请记得,
so remember,
很稀奇,
it's amazing.
在旧约你读以斯帖,
in the Old Testament, when you study the book of Esther, you know, Haman is from Persia, right?
你看见吗? 现在哈曼要毁灭整个以色列。
Now Haman wanted to destroy all of Israel.
所以现在故事重新演,
so this story has repeated itself.
所以到了今年普尔节的时候,
so during Purim of this year,
你知道以色列的总理叫纳坦雅胡就来到美国。
So Netanyahu came to the United States.
他来以前,
before he came,
先到会场去祷告。
He went to pray at the Wailing Wall first.
他为什么要冒着一些政治的风险来到美国国会?
So why did he risk some political risk to come to the United States?
有一个很重要的原因,
it's very important.
因为他的国家已经到了生死边缘,
because his nation's already at the brink of destruction.
现在美国不能放弃他,
so now the United States cannot give up on it.
如果美国再放弃他的话,
the United States gives up on it,
他就要独立作战,
then it has to fight on its own.
所以你记得他演讲里面有很悲壮的话,
so there was a very tragic phrase that he mentioned.
他是必要的时候,
in his speech he said,
我们要站起来,
if needed, we'll stand up on our own.
我们要单独地站起来,
we'll stand up alone.
单独站起来能够打败敌人吗?
Stand up alone, can he defeat the enemy?
他们一定回到亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的身边。
They have to go back to the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他们要彻底地悔改。
So they have to repent completely.
如果犹大想起他什么撕碎他父亲的心,
so if Judah thinks how he crushed his father's heart,
你记不记得当他把约瑟卖了,
remember he sold Joseph,
然后拿了彩衣, 染上了野兽的血,
I mean he took the colored garment and then put blood on it.
等到雅各看见那个血衣的时候,
so when Jacob saw that colored garment,
他说约瑟撕碎了, 约瑟死了。
He said, Joseph is torn to pieces. Joseph is torn to pieces.
是谁撕碎了父亲的心?
Who tore the heart of the father?
当然是犹大。
It's Judah.
明白吗?